24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday before I head out on my road trip. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon, a man eminently qualified to speak about China, which, by the way, Ben Bernanke, testifying before Congress this week, was quite proud to tell the Congress critters that he expects the U.S. economy to grow at 2% this year. China's central bank estimates that the nation's economy will grow at 10% this year.
10.72.
Yes. Big difference.
They're trying to get it back. They want to get it to 8. They're doing certain economical measures to try and bring it down so they don't get this inflation. As I said last week, my little girl who's up north and above Beijing, her family, who's
in some of the investment decisions that go into venture capital for what is called green money, and some of the situations that are involved with that, most of the comparisons that are going to be made today are quite serious, because I'm going to make an overview of what I have talked about in the archives, and also give you an update on each one of them. So I'm going to be making some important comparisons of what, and explanations actually of other aspects of chemistry in the body and the what's called the Wentworth models, which affect our medical protocols. Today, Catholics, I notice, have a day called a World Day of the Sick. And that's what today is on a Catholic calendar. And what I'm going to do is to, seeing that that is an appropriate day for that particular religion, this is what we're going to be talking about in today, is the World Day of the Sick, and the fact that nearly 30 million people in this country are packing hospitals with respiratory problems and with intestinal problems, and having medical protocols and such. If you're over 65, you can't get antibiotics for these particular problems. The death rate for this particular respiratory situation in America today, in the past 3 months, some people have had it for 4 months, is not a reportable disease to the CDC. So as a result, the suggestions that have been made for how to try to help the people is counterindicated by increased mortality rates in hospitals. So we're going to be covering, as we usually do, we start slow and pick up big, but the area call is 800-313-9443, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Irwin Parker, live. This is a live show, and it's going over that cold tundra out there of the United States of America, and for all my German industrial friends, good morning, adios, Mosa, and my Russian friends, Gotron, Gotron. And for my Chinese friends, I just make a nice bow and hope we assimilate all that we need to assimilate today. One of the focuses of the archives for the previous work that I have produced. On January 28th of the Archives of Parker Pathways, I discussed the medical legal constitution, the concept of how the 9/11 government was formed. There have been two amendments and will be seven more in the next 3 weeks to the 9/11 government. Out of the seven, there will be three that affect water and food directly. And this, of course, buttresses into what I'm trying to promote nationally, which is a constitutional amendment to change the concept of Amendment 10, which is uh, part of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution are the Bill of Rights, which read that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by to it thereof are conserved and reserved to the states representatively or to the people. That's Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. And that was written in 1791 when the concept of the whole business of health, welfare, and concept was all delegated to God. And but it's still in there. The notes are still in there. And we need to have a way to change the constitutional amendments in such a way that we have a way to vote on our water, food, and medical protocols, which I'll get into in another hour or so. But first of all, the understanding of how a constitutional amendment takes place, I'm going to cover in this Parker Pathway show, and how it buttresses up against some of the news breaks that have occurred in the past 2 weeks as a result of the things that have been signed in the middle of the night. January 21st on Parker Pathways, I discussed water intoxication. It was the lady that died in, on a radio show promotion, and from drinking 2 gallons of water and not going to the bathroom. There was a lot of ignorance about how water becomes intoxicating in the body itself and what the body does to convert that into another chemical format, which has a very high conceptual idea of chlorine and non-metal combinations in the body that can kill you. You don't have to be the Mrs. Strange was her name. You don't have to be the poor lady to try to win a contest and hold your the water in your body to do this. You can be urinating on the electrolytes every 45 minutes and still come out with the same problem with intoxication from the water itself based upon the contents of the water and the harmful cancerous agents that are in the water itself. On January 14th, Parker Pathways, I discussed drug patent term extensions. This now went into effect this past week. These are patent term extensions that are changed as a result of patent laws that affect our various drug consumptions in this country, which are now controlled by a whole different agency that your ma and pa didn't know about. On January 7th, the Parker Pathways I discussed what are called Seed to Sickness in the Gene Century. Here were exposés concerning how plants grow their own carcinogenic products from irrigated and recycled water and how it affects the medical diagnostic system and who's affected by it more than other people. And this turned out to be more of a expose than I had ever realized. I'm going to cover a couple other things about it today. On December 31st, the title of my archives was the Technology Forecasting in the Gene Century. The technology forecasting that that I have been schooled with, of course, were the same kinds of technology forecasting that were used for making and building new submarines and airplanes during the Second World War, where these engineers came up with these
since 1980
physics formulas and predictable and probability ratios and to try to beat the time clock getting the war machine going. When you read these exquisite pieces of work, and I took them in as part of my world, and I am proposing that technology forecasting be applied to the emergency that we have, that we must increase the state-of-the-art of engineering for our water, food, and medical diagnostic systems. We're in an emergency situation, and a world war situation, a bioterrorist situation, a political situation, and also a ecosystem collapse in various parts of the world on the peripheries of the continents, particularly in America. Good example, of course, is the Gulf in Mexico, there off of Texas and other states that are pertinent to Florida. Some of those ecosystems are as close to dead zones as you can get, and has affected nearly 13 to 15% of the fish population of the world. On December 24th, and by the way, we're drinking that water. Let's get it real clear. Not to make a pun. On December 24th, there was a rebroadcast of the laboratory medicine situation, of which I was proposing the new tests that need to be invented for making diagnosis and how that affects the venture capital system. On December 17th, is a genetic engineering system on recycled water and how it's affecting organ transplants rejections. And this is another high bar level on laboratory medicine. On December 10th was fluoride and other disinfectant byproducts. Interviewed Professor Hersey, who has really, at the American University as a professor of chemistry, really a long time ago, led the real thrust of discovery and implementation of fluoride as a non-metal and as an electrolyte system should not be in our bodies. And he was very convincing on that, and I back him 100%, but I added a few pieces of that layer of pancakes on his, and we came out with really a powerful interview. December 3rd was Sustainable Freedom, with interview with Tom DeVise, and concerning the effect of the political aspects of how our political system is setting up mathematical protocols for the basis of our population control. November 26th, Parker Pathways in interviewed Bob Dornan. We covered radical Islam, and of course it was applied in a very powerful way, with Bob Dornan being 8 times plus out in the House of Representatives, and is still connected out there in the Beltway, and his contribution was really startling. And on November 19th, we discussed America, what's at stake, and terms of how our country is changing and altering the laws by presidential fiat, which I will be getting into this today. It's really one of the cornerstones of today's show. The title of what happened in the New York Times on the 30th of January read, "Bush signs order increasing sway at U.S. agencies." And this is because businesses wanted to favor the move of signing. undermining these U.S. agency controls, and I'm going to be getting into that. It has to do with water, food, and health and safety.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
This is Dr. Wynn Parker on April 1, 2007. And right off the bat, I want to thank my Sharp producer for putting us online here and having us live. Without these people, we would not be able to function as a radio station to put this thing out in a way that has to go to the mat. Texas floods and a lot of other things coming, you know, come in. Welcome, Parker Pathway listeners. It was, this is live. This is Dr. Wynn. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And it just happens that what was on air was a synopsis of the archives. And this ties in perfectly with what I was going to say, that on September 29th, archive, I went into the global strategies of water and food contaminants, of which were the Chinese treaties, the French treaties, the German treaties, and also the contamination of the water and food supply that's covered under United Nations agreements, which I'll get into on the next show. The outline of where we were to be today, we were going to try to cover everything we can. The general outline of today's show
was to be and will be. We're going to have short concepts of what we want to have here on animal food contamination, of which, by the way, was part of the grand jury system that I want to have in the United States of America, a grand jury of science and technology for reexamination of bureaucratic food and water and civil engineering decisions, an initiative of a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution and each state constitution to define and oversight science and technology decisions by administrative hierarchies and science and technology system designs which are implemented in water and food and medicines and impact human and animal health. And the reason for the animal health and also the prospect of preventing business interruptions based upon decisions made by bureaucrats and other foreign treaty CEOs is a very example of the food supply for the animals, which has been contaminated for years. This goes back when I first, when I uncovered on chloramine, which is the addition of ammonia to chlorine, and it was a 1955 study, very small study, on dog food, and they noticed that the dogs were going into what they called canine hysteria, and I remember reporting that in my original outgoing nationally. That was in the year 2003, and every fringe group in this country that decided that they wanted to be self-proclaimed environmentalists gave me every kind of shaft you could think of in terms without any education, without any knowledge of the basis. Well, what were you talking about? What were the scientists did they discovered in 1955? What we're looking at today. What we're looking at today. Because the food supply throughout this whole system I'm going to talk about on this show, but the whole connection with these other dots of all these different subjects. It's like when the sewing machine was invented, the Dr. Singer was trying to invent something to help his arthritic wife. And so he took an Archimedes principle of water pressure and figured out the wheel. And then that was discovered from the concept of the physics of lightness and dark that was discovered by Petronius. And then that was discovered from the concept of the buoyancy of fluids by the Mayans, who in turn passed this somehow, we won't go into that, how all this science went in to the development of mathematics, which had been developed to build all kinds of structures, which it came from the Persians, which came from the Chinese. And so we're going back a couple thousand years before Christ, and all of these little ideas and connected dots all have something to do with the configuration of us as people. A lot of people ask questions. They say, well, what should I do? What should I drink? What should I eat? Do anything? I want to change that question. What should we all eat? What should we all drink? What should we all do? We are dependent on each other. That's why I want the grand jury of science and technology to put forth the concepts that are necessary to make people accountable in terms of trying to make a difference and make that. It's not just a question of a vote anymore. It's a question of legally changing things in the Constitution. And the outline of what my show was to be, of course, were the animal production and food safety challenges, blogging of medical patients, environmental groups that really think they know about environmental change but actually are not educated in it, they don't understand it, and they're political opportunists. The subject of chickens from China, which will be brought into this country eventually. And then, of course, the Texas Highway on the settlement of the Centra Company and the deal that was made with Spain 2 weeks ago. And also retainers for MDs. This social change is enough to curl your hair. And then, of course, to congratulate the court case in the Federal District Court in Arizona for having sewage snow on an Indian reservation not happen. We'll come back on the end of the break and cover it. 800-313-9443 to call into this sandbox and face me eye to eye. See you after the end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're going to shorten a lot of this information and pack it in for today. I normally save my estimates from situation room analysis of how I foresee various happenings in the United States and in the world, but I want to say that what the maneuvers are all about in the world is eventually to try to put the global situation in what is called affectionately can be called the Hydrogen Age. And Russia is going to be the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, in my opinion, and the global economy will move toward this hydrogen age because they control most of the natural gas in the world. And Turkey will end up being the key player. And they want a bridge to Islam, and then I would foresee from what I know from some of these treaties and under the table stuff is that Europe's alternate on resources and technologies will actually become Russia, will become a Russia of its own. And, of course, one of the ruling problems that will emerge in that is actually the base of the Christian religion, which is where it is now. And so everyone's waiting in NATO, as I've been told, is that they're just waiting for Putin to leave Russia. And when that happens, the carry-on of what Putin has started in the very dominating Russian situation is estimated to last easy 100 years, the way he's set it up. So we're heading into these global strategies of hydrogen bases, which require water. And the water base and the control of the water of this earth is the goal. And I have to say that is the starting block, which is based on a lot of other Parker Pathway situation, which I've taken the liberty of telling my listeners about the global strategies for food, water. And now you can't have that unless you have energy, and energy is created from water. But our food supplies that are synthetic are also created from water. And it's a whole process by which if you had dry food for the dog or the cat, your domestic household pet, as an example, and I'm not bringing this up because it's fashionable to talk about it today, considering the numbers of deaths from contaminated foods for animals. The point here is that when you put water in that, what kind of water are you putting in there? When I first reported this out in the year 2004 on chloramine causes collateral health damage, the animal section was cut by a lot of the translators because they didn't want people to become aware or unhappy about what was going on. I made a comment this morning before I went on air that I think the public has been taking it right in the rear since 1945 on this issue. And everybody smoothed it over in the veterinary medicine situation. The veterinarians have been trying everything they can to keep animals alive, create new foods, new ways, nutrition, very advanced work. But this is processing that goes on in animal food is very similar to what goes on in human foods, even in process on the end product, which is why I've gone into a lot of the concepts of what companies are involved, who's doing what, how the gene changes occur in plants, and from the chloramine and from the bromides, which I want to also quickly mention today because each show I try to give a little more information on this in terms of what has to be watched for and done in such a way to change where we're going in terms of having the proper energies to make the food. Why is it that we have to import most of our food supply in America and contract out to other countries, France, Germany, and China, for our foods and then have them import, particularly from South America, in places that don't have any agricultural backup in terms of being able to discover how to make the food supply. It isn't a question of safe anymore. It's a question of what it will do inside your body. And this is where I've been going with this for some time. I want to finish what I mentioned on the other side at the beginning of the break about the federal court system and federal district court in Arizona ruling that putting what they called sewage snow on grounds to make artificial snow. It was on an Indian reservation. And I believe RepublicanBroadcasting.org had this story on their homepage, which was very astute of them because of the station, because It was based upon violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And what is happening in America is exactly what I've been talking about in terms of this is a perfect case. Even the judge couldn't comment on his dictum. He can put dictum if he wishes, which is his own opinion at the end of his case. But he was totally correct that something is wrong with a recycled water system. Well, he's right in anything. This has been my forte all the time, forcing this issue of the recycled water to go over what the engineers say. Well, it's chemically pure. And remember, I've explained to my listeners over the past several months kind of the ion exchange of the water is not just a simple matter. You go out by an ionizer. You have a different metabolic system when you drink that water. And I'll have a whole show on that, which I've been trying to do for nearly 3 months, but everything keeps coming up on this other end of the water and its effect with all of the question of the energy changes and the deterioration of the infrastructure pipes in this country, which cause innumerable medical problems. Which brings us to the animal production safety challenges. This is a global market system. And these notes I had from year 2004, and there are hazards in the production stage of animal food. There's a high French and German interest in this in terms of how they tried to have animal production systems in the industrial world, putting other animals into the animal food, animals that have died. You've got livestock production systems in developing countries that are so poor that a lot of the meat is radioactive. You have international livestock markets which have their own stock market symbols on how they produce the contaminated food for the animal system, but also make money on it from the stock market. And, excuse me, the biggest problem is salmonella contamination, but this is a global marketing system. There's all the advertising system trying to protect the concept that salmonella contamination doesn't exist. Of course, it's Reishi coli, E. coli. Everybody's pinpointing the fact, like in this country, that the spinach was contaminated, as an example, from cattle next to a spinach farm in central California. The whole point is that E. coli is a contaminant, but it is not the only contaminant, and it can be controlled if it's watched and worked with. But what are you going to do when you have recycled water as irrigation water? Good question. And then you have Listeria monocytes, which is really a foodborne pathogen. Now, Listeria can be controlled in another way by good, as an indicator, really, of good hygiene. And I have proposed, and weekly, you haven't heard it on air as much as I should say it, but we need a whole new vision in this country on public health thing. You can go places, and let's say you're at the store, and somebody's coughing in your face. People handle money, and then they spit on it with their thumb and trip the money and then hand it to you. They're passing bacteria to you. And then the other thing, too, you have people who don't watch where they walk, and they step in all kinds of material that's very contaminated and walk right in to where you are. There are all kinds of little indicators. People do not wash their hands as they should. If somebody were to ask me what would be the one thing that could take this country and turn it around so that you don't have these serious deaths that are occurring from pneumococcus infections in this country, where people are hauling bodies out of homes, out of long care facilities, not saying a word. They don't take care of the basic thing of washing the hands in terms of the primary, it's called the primary connection between the production of the food connection with the people. And then, of course, we have the campylobacteria, which is in animal production, very fatal. And then, of course, you have the parasites, which is what the government wants to think that they're going to destroy all of the cryptosporidiums and the giardias from adding chloramine to the water, and at the same time not fixing the pipes and coming up the other way, which I've been talking about for 3 years, to have this national movement to make these people accountable and actually do something. I was given a figure. It's now $1 trillion, they say, will repair the infrastructure of the United States of America. Those pipes could deliver water for all types of reasons. The figure that I was given when I first started was $1.5 trillion, and my little quasi-argument with the government, particularly even this week, is the fact I see, well, you're going to take the other half trillion and stick it to the people, and they don't deny it. Then there's the whole process of the production stage of food safety for animal production foods needs to be totally altered in this world. And there are huge problems in genetic changes in shellfish, and particularly the shellfish farming industry. And all of these growth promoters that I've been talking about, they're called endocrine disruptors, which are in the water that we drink, and they contain highly forms of, of bromides, and the bromodichloric acids, the bromothiomethane acids, and combined with acids that are in our water, they change the gene structure of embryos and have many other effects besides killing embryos. Excuse me. And then, of course, you have the basic on-farm contamination of animals and chemical contaminants. Now, what has to be happening here in terms of the process of all of this is to develop the global perspective and develop international standards and keep it out of the United Nations. This is what needs to be done by the public in terms of understanding what is called the Codex Alimeritus Commission. This is the form of the Alamata Human Commission that controls the world policies. The Codex Alimentarius Commission is one of the most powerful animal health commissions in the world. They control what goes in all the foods in this world in terms of animals on all animal conditions. It's called the Codex for a reason, and it controls, dominates, possesses, and takes. And no matter how you come out, you need to take a close look at the fact what we have is the people of the close-knit group that control the world in terms of their social policies, of which a lot of people in these different countries belong to these organizations, they've always been thought, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it is not. And I recommend that you read, if you have a chance, some work by Dr. Slorach, S-L-O-R-A-C-H, in Scientific and Technical Review, Volume 25, Issue 2, and August 2006. And any questions that you have concerning this work on animal food and the concept of the food safety services, you can ask. Also, you can ask me, and I'll answer the best I can. And probably more than what you want to know, but you have to know. After all, the station says you can handle the truth. Let's test that one and see if that can be handled, because this is not your mother and father's pathway. It's a different one. By the way, that mentions some of the things that you can, corporations can contact me at Wind Research Center, WRC, Wind Research Center, Dr. Wynn Parker at P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94060, for intellectual property valuation and customized reports that concern your particular company and the development of these valuation concepts, treaties, and projections. It's expensive, but it's playing ball in another sandbox to try to make a change, not only for corporations, but the fact that the people have a chance to have a real benefit. You help the people. It's the old adage, Henry Ford, I read about it. He made his money because he made sure that the Ford car was affordable for people. That's why he could sell his cars. Well, I'm taking that principle and saying that knowledge needs to be used by the people in such a way that they can use the corporate process and product, and everyone makes a profit in a good way instead of trying to cheat the people on the economy of scale. See you over at the other end of the break, and we'll have a synopsis here of some very telling information to close off this first hour of Parker Pathways.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I want to give my Parker Pathway listeners a website that you can contact concerning what is affectionately called pet food,
and because it has to do with a lot of human food too. It's www.fda.gov, G-O-V. And it'll tell you what labels they want you to go to. But it still comes down to the fact that melamine and aminotetraparin, they're trying to avoid saying, well, that's not in the pet food and the whole process. But you see, there are metabolic processes that go on into the pet food. They're called the metabolic syndromes that are this cluster of abnormalities that come from affecting the insulin level in animals. That's why we know a lot about human insulin, because it's tested on animal models. And this brings me to something I'm going to give a reminder to. In 1987, there was a case study control of colon cancer in drinking water trihalomethanes in Wisconsin. This study was done on 1,000 some women, and it tested the hypothesis, actually, that chronic ingestion of trihalomethanes from drinking water, the kind that we're talking about, and chlorination byproducts in the drinking water caused colon cancer. And this study showed that it did, of course, and I've been talking about this for a long time. It's far the basis of my chloramine causes collateral health damage. And this was in Wisconsin drinking water at the time, and they did their statistical epidemiology study, standard deviation of error about 4%, which is good. But they said it doesn't pose a significant colon cancer risk. And here is our problem. A little bit of poison isn't going to hurt you. And this policy was developed in 1987. And this is the epidemiology study. I got 40 more like this of people that died on a 611 people died directly from the Wisconsin water study in 1987. And it's taken from 81 municipal water facilities. And this whole process is part of a metabolic syndrome, which is caused by the integration of the chemistry, which I keep talking about, these various chemistry processes that are part of the bromochloromethanes, which are far more poisonous as they combine with the trihalomethanes. And bromodichloromethane causes pregnancy loss. The first study was in year 2003, was in the F344 rat study. Those are highly bred rats for research in cancer. And it had the endocrine disruption during pregnancy for these rats. And then that was promoted into the Fort Lejeune study on women, the wives of people who were in the military. And this is when they decided, well, these endocrine disruptors are not that great. They still cause pregnancy loss, but we'll still have what are called the LD50, the lethal dose system. We'll just control the dosage at the source. And of course, when I reported that the haloacetic acid induced alterations in sperms of males and studied from the rat study, that was a toxicology study that occurred in October 1st, 2004. This is all part of the water system that goes into the animal system of the food. And we'll get back into, on the next hour, the expose of how this gets into the medical records and who talks about it. We'll see you in the next hour of Parker Pathways. You can have a call in at 800-313-9443, if you like. And there's plenty to cover and plenty to tell you and plenty for you to digest.
You got hit it?